Some Republicans and Democrats on the State Board of Education agree on one thing concerning the Mexican-American Heritage textbook up for consideration. It's riddled with factual errors. Others on the board take the argument a little further, stating that the book is also filled with racial stereotypes and biases against Hispanics. But some on the board, like David Bradley, a Republican from Beaumont, would like to avoid another black eye when it comes to the state board voting for another controversial textbook. Bradley, in a string of emails to fellow State Board Republican Thomas Ratliff, writes, "If there was a lack of a quorum and enough board members didn't show up to vote, that would be nice. You know, deny the Hispanics a vote, but the book still fails." Ratliff believes that Bradley's comments were more about winning a political argument.
He was growing weary of the public spectacle about the book because the board had been accused of promoting the book or supporting the book, and we hadn't done anything yet.
David Bradley did not return Texas Public Radio's calls for comment on the issue. State Board Member Marisa Perez is a Democrat from the San Antonio area.
You would think that this book, that it could be easily condemned by everybody, but now you have an elected official whose priority was snubbing the Hispanics and snubbing the process that we usually respect.
Concerning his email comments, Perez thinks that Bradley should resign from the State Board of Education. State Board is scheduled to vote on whether or not to adopt the Mexican-American Heritage textbook at a special hearing on November 15th. Ryan Poppy, Texas Public Radio News.